This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. North Carolina Democrat Governor Roy Cooper, supported in an election by giant abortion interests, is expected by many of his staff members to veto a bill rejecting infanticide and demanding equal care for infants born alive after abortion. However, riveting testimony from a former health worker now serving in North Carolina's legislature tells the whole state precisely when and exactly how abortion-related infanticide has taken place in North Carolina. There are now fewer places to hide for those who contend infanticide does not happen. While some radical abortion advocates suggest that pro-lifers might turn violent after seeing the movie Unplanned, the reality is that women are choosing to avoid the violence of abortion. Star Ashley Bratcher, who portrayed Abby Johnson's true story, tells Fox News how women credit her with saving their babies' lives by showing these mothers why they should avoid abortion. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
In other headlines, Kellyanne Conway is blasting Senator Bernie Sanders' contention that late abortions are somehow rare or merely political. Pennsylvania is working to ban abortions targeting Down syndrome children. A deadly abortion clinic has injured another woman in Cleveland, and Oklahoma will soon demand doctors inform women that abortion pills may be reversed with quick action. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.